What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to another episode of Blooming English. Today, we're diving into a super interesting topic, idioms from nature. We're going to explore how nature influences the way we talk. You know those funny expressions we use every day that don't really mean what they say? Well, those are called idioms, and they're like little windows into the way people think and see the world. In this episode, we're going to focus on idioms inspired by the great outdoors, animals, plants, weather, you name it. You might be surprised at just how many expressions come from the world around us. So get ready to learn some cool new phrases and have some fun along the way. Let's jump right into it. Part 1, Animal Idioms. Let's kick things off by talking about idioms that feature animals. Animals are a big part of our lives, so it's no wonder they show up in our language too. Let's break down some common animal idioms and see what they're all about. Number 1. Raining cats and dogs. Ever heard someone say it's raining cats and dogs outside? Well, don't worry, you won't actually see any cats or dogs falling from the sky. This expression means it's raining really, really hard. We use it when it's pouring rain, like buckets coming down from the sky. Example: I was going to go for a walk, but then it started raining cats and dogs, so I stayed inside instead. Number 2. Quiet as a mouse. Mice are known for being pretty quiet, right? So when we say someone is quiet as a mouse, we mean they're being very quiet or not making any noise at all. It's like when you're trying not to wake someone up. You move as quietly as a mouse. Example: the baby is finally asleep, so let's try to be as quiet as a mouse. Keep an ear out for these two idioms. You might be surprised at how often they come up in conversation. Part 2, Weather Idioms. Alrighty, let's look at some idioms inspired by weather. Number 3, Stormy Relationship. This expression metaphorically compares a turbulent or tumultuous relationship to stormy weather, suggesting that there may be conflicts or disagreements brewing beneath the surface. It conveys the idea of a relationship that is characterized by tension or instability, similar to how stormy weather can bring chaos and disruption. Example: Roy and Vicky have been fighting again. They have such a stormy relationship.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Number 4. The calm before the storm. Have you ever noticed how things seem really quiet and peaceful right before a big event or change? That's the calm before the storm. This expression means a period of quietness or stability before something chaotic or intense happens. Example: the office was unusually quiet today. It was the calm before the storm because everyone knows tomorrow is going to be crazy. Number 5. Under the weather. Ever felt a bit sick or not quite yourself? That's when you might say you're under the weather. This expression means you're feeling a bit ill or not in the best shape. It's like you're feeling as gloomy as the weather outside. Example: I think I'm going to stay home today. I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Number 6. Storm in a teacup. Ever had a big fuss or argument about something that seems small and unimportant? That's what we call a storm in a teacup. This expression means a lot of drama or excitement about something that really isn't a big deal. It's like making a big storm out of a tiny teacup. Example: don't worry about the argument with Jennifer. It's just a little disagreement, nothing more than a storm in a teacup. And there you have it, folks. Our journey through the world of idioms from nature here on Blooming English, brought to you by Igo Garden. We hope you enjoyed discovering these colorful expressions inspired by the animals, plants, landscapes, and weather around us. Remember, keep your ears open for these nature-inspired phrases in your everyday conversations. You'll be surprised at how often they pop up. If you enjoyed this episode and want to explore more language learning tips and topics, be sure to subscribe to Blooming English for future episodes. And don't forget to check out Igo Garden for additional resources and support on your language learning journey. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep blooming in your English learning adventure. Goodbye for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.